So whether it be 2017, 2018, or whatever, we need to be ready, amen, to meet the Lord. Love you tonight. Appreciate you so very much for being here tonight. If you have your Bibles, we're going to go to the book of Romans tonight in the 8th chapter. Romans chapter number 8. Praise God. How many blessed folks we got in the house? Anybody blessed this year? Praise God. Give him a hand clap of praise then. Glory to God. In the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, beginning with verse number 35, very familiar passage of Scripture. Nevertheless, this is where I feel that the Lord led me this week. So we're going to read verses 35 through 39 in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. When you get there, say, praise the Lord. The writer says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to come into your house to worship. Thank you for those who have gathered here tonight. And Father, I pray, God, that you would just bless and anoint each one here tonight. God, just open up the window of heaven and pour out a blessing and an anointing. Father, help us to be in one mind and one accord tonight, submissive and obedient to your word and to your will. Father, I pray that your spirit would flow through the congregation tonight. God, to set, Lord, those who are captive, set them free. Those who are sick and afflicted, God, to speak healing into their body. Lord, and we remember those who are not able to be with us tonight, God. And for whatever reason, I pray, God, that you would touch them and anoint them, Lord. Heal them and make them whole, Lord. And now I ask, Lord, that you just anoint these lips of clay, God, to be nothing more than a vessel and an oracle that you might speak to us tonight. And we'll be careful to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. For a message title tonight, or a theme, it'd be simply More Than Conquerors. More Than Conquerors. This thought has been running in my mind, particularly this week. We've all had problems. We've all had troubles. We've all had situations that arise in our life. And you know what? As long as we're in a body of flesh, we're going to continue to have those things. But it's how we handle those things. And I believe that the Lord has equipped us. Amen. I believe we have the equipment through the infilling of the Holy Spirit to be more than able, to be more than conquerors through anything that comes against us. There's two words here that really need to be studied and analyzed, I think. First of all, the word conqueror. You know, we think about conqueror. Of course, the definition gives the said to a person or a people who conquers or vanquishes. I was interested in the word vanquish, which simply means to subdue by superior force. How many knows that was in us is greater than that that's in the world? Amen. I think sometimes we need to be reminded of the power and of the anointing of the Spirit of God that is within us. Not only to overcome battles and situations, amen, but to be able to maintain that victory. I thought about that this week, and I thought about the many times that we've read where in the military, even as far back as you can read in history, and not only American history, but world history too, and the many battles that have been fought, and some of the battles you would fight to gain a heel, only to give that heel up. And I know that situations, there's been a lot of unrest over the years about government and things like that, that go in and lives are taken and lives are killed for the battles that have been won. And then sometimes that land or that victory is relinquished and given back to the enemy or whatever. And you know, that's been on my heart and on my mind. But the Bible says here, the word says, tells us that we're more than just conquerors. It's one thing to conquer a battle. It's one thing to conquer an affliction. It's one thing to conquer a phobia or a fear, but a very different thing to be able to maintain that victory, not just a one-time victory, but to be able to carry on that victory and subdue that foe or whatever that is, that situation that comes up against us. And also the word more. The more means a greater or additional amount or degree. How many has ever asked for more? How many could use more? Whatever it is. Yeah, I'd like to have a little more. You know, when you're pouring your tea glass, you know, can you pour me a little bit more? That means in addition to what you have already received. And you put those words together and the Bible says more than conquerors. And I begin to think about that, to conquer and subdue and to be able to maintain victory. So many times that people have gotten victory over situations. In my time of pastoring, I've talked and ministered to several people who seemingly fight the same battle over and over and over and over. And I've seen them get victory over this battle. And whatever the battle may be, it really applies to the individual. I mean, what may be a battle to somebody may not be a battle at all to somebody else. And you know, sometimes it's hard for that person that it's not a battle to have patience with that person that does battle with that. So whatever it is, and let me tell you who knows your weaknesses better than anybody, and that's the adversary. And the devil uses those things to come against us. And many, many times we've counseled and we've talked and we've prayed with folks who seemingly fight the same battle over and over and over and over. And I've seen them get victory. I've seen them win in this battle. But something about absolutely vanquishing that, and that's an interesting word, because that means to subdue by superior force. And how many knows where that superior force comes from? Amen. It is certainly not us. It's not my will. It's not my willpower. It's not because I want it done or hope it done. It's because of that is within me. The Spirit of God is greater than any battle. Sister Somerville used to sing, bigger than any mountain. And certainly God is bigger than any mountain. And I know sometimes those mountains look very monumentous. They look so terribly tall and look like that there's no way that we can ever get over that mountain. But according to the Word of God, that we have that superior power, not only to conquer that, amen, but to maintain that victory. And I thought about so many times, even the United States, they have conquered a lot over the years, but so many times they're not able to maintain that. I was thinking about so many times in the Middle East and all, and what happens when they start pulling troops out. When they begin to show the enemy that, you know, we're going to withdraw a little bit, or we're going to take some of that power away, then what happens? Then that gives the energy to the enemy, and the enemy rises up again. So it's one thing to go in and take a hill, and I know that they probably preach this in the military, but you got to maintain that hill. You got to maintain that ground. And I'm reminded of what God spoke to Joshua. He told him, everywhere the sole of your foot shall trod, I'm going to give it to you. But you're not supposed to retreat. You're not supposed to give that back. And I think so many times over our spiritual walk with God, you know, God has given us victories after victories. He's given us blessings. And we've been able to overcome a lot of things and subdue a lot of these things in our life. But so many times, I think we kind of regress a little bit. And I'm saying we. I'm talking about society and the nation and people as a whole. Many, many times we relinquish some of that victory, amen, when we don't maintain that victory. We don't maintain that power that the Lord has given us through His Word and through the infilling of His Spirit. How many knows that force that He's talking about, that superior force, is nothing more than the Holy Ghost? That's the Spirit of the Lord that He has given us. Not only is it a comforter, but it is something, amen, that will cause us to be victorious over anything that Satan throws against us. So it's something to be a conqueror, but we need to be more than a conqueror. We need to be somebody that can go in, just like Joshua, when God gave the Israelites the city of Jericho. Not only were they able to conquer it, but they had to go into that thing and they had to destroy all the things and the living things that was in there, and they had to maintain that strength. And let me tell you something. The adversary understands, and if you like the word, respects strength. He doesn't regard weakness at all. And the weakness is not from the Spirit of God. The weakness is sometimes from our lack of faith, not believing that God is going to see us through this battle or through this situation. And let me just kind of remind us a little bit. And probably, I'm not going to say all of us have been guilty. I'm going to say I have been guilty of certain things like that. You know, basically speaking anti-faith. Well, I just don't know if this situation is going to work out or not. You know, that's reality. But reality sometimes is not faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So many times we count on what we see and count what we call reality rather than claiming it in the name of the Lord Jesus and calling it done without seeing any evidence of it taking place. That's what the power that the Lord has given us. And that's where the reason here, the writer says that we can be more than conquerors. Amen. More than just victorious over battle after battle after battle, but we can maintain that victory. We can maintain that strength and we can maintain that faith through any obstacle, through any situation that may arise in our life. And here's the thing about it. When we conquer one mountain, how many knows it? Down the road, there'll probably be another mountain to conquer. Amen. But we don't just stop and say, you know what, I'm tired of being fighting battles and all. We're going to have battles as long as we're in this body of flesh. But again, we got to remember that he that is within us is giving us that strength to be victorious over every battle, every problem, and every situation. The question that the writer asked, first of all, he didn't say, what shall separate us? If you notice that. So many times we think about the natural things or the things that come against us. But here it says, who shall separate us? Not what shall separate us. Sometimes we think about, well, sickness sometimes will cause me not to really be what I need to be for God. Or sometimes depression or anxiety or whatever. You fill in the blank. Whatever it is. There's been so many people fill in that blank with certain things. Why they really can't maintain a spiritual walk with the Lord. And I'm not talking about a backslidden condition here. I'm just talking about living a victorious life. How many knows that you can live in victory no matter what situation arises in your life? You know, there were two people in the Bible. One fared sumptuously, the Bible said, and the other had to depend on somebody else. Lazarus had to beg. But you know what? He was more victorious than the person who had everything that he wanted, you know, because they both died. And you know what happened? Lazarus was carried to the bosom of Abraham, and the rich man lifted up his eyes in hell and looked and saw where Lazarus was. So it's not really what you see with your eye. It's what the life that you live. And you can live in victorious life regardless if you have a penny to your name, if you have to sleep on the streets or whatever. And I don't believe you have to, because I believe that God will maintain a way for us. I believe that he will supply each and every need, but he wants us to believe in him and trust in him and live a victorious life. And victorious life doesn't necessarily mean and have all these material things. It means have that steadfast and unmovable faith of God that we can going to be able to stand whatever problem comes against us. So the Bible says, asks the question here, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And then it begins to mention these things. Shall tribulation? Hadn't tribulation been in the Bible? Many, many people. You know what happened during the early church? During the tribulation of the church, that church actually grew and it actually multiplied during persecution of the church. The more that the world tried to come against us, the church, the greater they grew. Our distress. We've all been in stressful situations or distress and problems and situations. But you know what? Distress should never steal your victory. It should never. You know, understand that you don't jump up for joy when you're in a stressful mood or if problems arise or whatever causes distress in your life, but it shouldn't sap your victory. Amen. You can have a sad outward countenance and still be full of joy of the Lord within you. So those are things that should not ever separate us. Persecution, we mentioned, famine or nakedness or peril or sword, nothing should be able to separate us from the love of God. And this is an interesting verse here, because I want you to look at the from verse 36 and how it changes from 36 to 37. The writer here says, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Now, what a remarkable scripture that is. It almost sounds like it's a joy to die. But how many knows he's talking about a spiritual death there? We die out to the things of the world. You know, Paul talked about that. Paul said, I die daily. He didn't mean he quits breathing. He didn't mean his heart quit pumping. He meant that he dies out to the flesh daily. You know, we talk about sacrifice. You know, let me tell you where a blessing is. When you sacrifice things from your flesh in order to feed your spirit. So many times our spirit becomes weak and anemic because we feed the flesh, meaning the material things, more so than we do the inward man. And you must feed that inward man. And what does the inward man rejoice in? And what does it grow from and get the nutrition? Fasting and prayer and meditation and doing the will of God and living and walking by faith. Amen. Calling it done when you can't even see the evidence and going on about your business, glorifying and praising God. That's the way to be more than a conqueror. The word that came to me this week too was sustaining. Somebody tell me what sustaining means to you. A continuation. You know, what is the commercial that was on? I don't even know if it's on now, but it was talking about, the things that are good for the body, like eating carrots, and it shows this person eating one carrot, or doing push-ups, and that person does one push-up, but you need to sustain that, just doing one push-up a week, say, well, I've done my exercise. That's not really being more than a conqueror. You have not really conquered anything. You've gone through the motions, but you really haven't put the sacrifice forth. You really hadn't done those things. And you think about that in a spiritual way, just because you say a prayer, or just because you attend a church service, or just because you read your Bible, and that alone doesn't make you more than a conqueror. How many knows that you got to rely on that superior force that is within us? And many, many times that superior force that is within us, which is the Holy Spirit, wants to do something that's contrary to the flesh. And the flesh kind of wants to do his thing or her thing. And the Spirit said, no, wait a minute, you need to do this. If you want to be more than a conqueror, if you want to not only conquer things, but sustain that victory and that power over the foe or the enemy or the situation, it doesn't necessarily have to be an enemy. It could be a situation in your life that you have to conquer. And so many people talk about trying to conquer these things that are in their life. And it's really sad because it's year after year after year. And I guess I thought about it this time because you hear so many people talking about their New Year's resolutions. And I was listening to the talk radio, and they was talking about, you know what? We hear some of the same people with the same resolutions year after year after year. And they might get victory for a while, but they don't sustain it. They don't maintain that victory. It's a one-time victory, and then they think it's over with. Well, just because you got up to 10 push-ups, you say, well, I'm not going to do any more the rest of the year. That's not maintaining it, and that's not sustaining it. And many, many times we get that way spiritually. We get one blessing and think that's going to last all year long. I don't know about you, but I'm a blessing guzzler. I need all the blessing I could get. Amen. I need all the meditation I can get. I need all the scripture reading I can get. I need the prayer. Amen. Because my body uses up so much. I need that sustaining force to guide me. Because that's the only thing that gets me through problems, gets me through trials, gets me through these things. All of these things that a writer here has mentioned. But it says we are killed all the day, basically talking about dying out to flesh. And we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. But then he says no. And the Amplified Version, it says, yet amid all these things, we are more than conquerors and gain a surpassing victory through him who loved us. I like that word, surpassing victory. Amen. A big victory, if you will. An enormous victory. A blowout, if you would, over the enemy. Not just barely scraping by, but you're more than conquerors through him. And then he says, for I am persuaded. A lot of people have not become persuaded. Susan, I know, remembers this. My Granny Allen, and even Daddy used this too. They were so, I won't use the word afraid, but they were so precise in making sure that they didn't misquote anything or mistell anything that they had heard. And even though they would know the statement, sometimes they would use the word hardly. And you remember Granny saying, well, I don't hardly know. And Daddy would use that same statement, It's because they wanted to leave themselves a little out there because they didn't want to be accused of saying something or repeating something that wasn't exactly verbatim for what somebody, that's not a bad way to be, by the way. But they were so, again, I don't use the word afraid, but they were so precise in making sure that they didn't misquote anything. They would use that word hardly. But you know what? It shouldn't be that way with our faith. We shouldn't say, well, I don't know. I don't hardly know if I can make it or not. No, we ought to say, you know what? Through him. That's what the Bible says. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I know that I can make it. I know that with the help of God, I know with that superior force that is within me, which, by the way, has nothing to do about me. It didn't come from me. Amen. It came in me through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. But I need to use that source. I need to use that power not only to gain victory, but to maintain victory. Amen. To sustain that victory and sustain that that superiority that the Lord has given us. So it says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come." And then he goes on to say, "Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." So if none of these things can do it, then it makes sense when he goes back up to verse 35 and he doesn't say, what can separate us? He says, who can separate us? And that would be the adversary if we allow him to do it. And let me tell you something. If you let him know that something works, he'll use it again and again and again. And so many times we tell him exactly what works. You tell him exactly what causes us to fall or what causes us to be upset or, you know, and the devil just, there he is and he's using it and he'll do time and time again. He'll come at you more ways than not. But you got to be victorious. You got to be more than a conqueror. More means greater or additional amount or degree. And I begin to think about the many times that I have prayed for God to get me through a situation or get me over a mountain. And once that mountain is conquered, we don't need to give that up. You don't never need to give space or back to the devil. You know, that you have gained through the power of God, maintain it, keep it. And that's going to take a strong defense. You know, my granddaddy used to talk, and he was talking about this situation, and he was talking about this poor fella that in Rockmart. He had this disorder, and it was kind of a, I don't know, an equilibrium thing or something, but it was some kind, I don't even remember exactly what it was. But the poor man would take about two steps forward, and then he would stumble about three steps back, and my granddaddy would use that as an analogy. He said, that's so like many Christians. You know, we'd take two steps of victory, and first thing you know, we done took three steps back and lost that victory or lost that focus or lost that zeal. And you know, it doesn't take something sometimes more than a stumbling block from Satan, and he knows exactly how to trip you up. You know, I've heard people, and this is what I'm talking about, giving the devil ammunition. You know, maybe have a great revival service or a great Sunday night service, and before the Sunday night service is over, have a precious saint of God say, well, I just know the devil's going to be waiting Monday morning to trip us up because we've had such a good message and a good blessing. You know, you almost got your faith in the adversary that he's going to try to take away your victory. But you ought to have that mindset. I don't care if he is going to be out there Monday morning. I'm going to have the victory because I'm going to be more than a conqueror. I'm going to also sustain this. I'm going to maintain this victory, not only through Monday, but Tuesday too. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but I got victory. Amen. I don't know what's going to happen next week, but I got him that is within me. And I'm more than a conqueror through Christ, which strengthens us. Now, without Christ, I couldn't conquer anything. And without Christ, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't lay aside this, or I couldn't quit that habit, or I couldn't do this. I could never do anything within my own self. And so many people try to do that. They try to do it within their own ability. So many New Year's resolutions are done that way. You know, because they don't have how many have heard the term willpower? You don't have the willpower to sustain it. You might do it, but you can't sustain it. You can't keep it. You can't keep that victory. You can't keep that ground. So think about it in a spiritual connotation, if you will. When you gain something through the Spirit of the Lord, not only just conquer that, but keep it. Keep that victory. Don't let Satan steal it from you. Don't let any consequence to come in and try to take that away from you. Don't let any doubters come in and say, oh, that didn't really happen, or you didn't really get healed, or you didn't really, you don't think God really done that for you, because all that does is sow seeds of doubt. But maintain that blessing. Keep that anointing. If God has laid a ministry on you, work in that ministry. Don't ever back up from that. Don't ever back up from what God has blessed you. If he's opened a door for you, walk through that door. Don't walk up there to that door and say, well, I don't know if that's for me or not. Amen. Because that's not being more than a conqueror. A conqueror, as I thought about, is just, you know, that one little victory, you know. But, you know, in the sports field, they call it a dynasty, not a one and done. You've heard that, you know, one and done. You know, you get that one victory and you never have victory again. That's not what the writer's talking about. He's talking about not only win that one, but win that one tomorrow and win that one next week and have a winning tradition. And you can have a build a dynasty, not because of yourself, but because of that that is within us. So let's gain this strength. Let's exercise this power that is within us, and let's sustain these victories, and not only these victories, but I'm looking for greater victories. I mean, I'm looking for God to do mighty, wonderful things in the future because He's able, as we say so often, to do exceeding abundantly above all that you and I could ever even ask or think. Amen. How many would be honest and just raise your hand and say, there's something I really want God to do this coming year? Has anybody got, you know... Now would you put your other hand up and say, you know what, I'm going to believe Him for it. I'm going to trust Him for it. In fact, I'm going to call it done tonight. I'm just going to step out on faith and say, Lord, I'm going to be more than a conqueror this year. I'm not only going to conquer it, but I'm going to sustain that victory. I'm going to live in that victory. And I'm going to call it done ever even before it happens. And you know what? The devil can't stand that. He can't stand for you to live in victory and rely on that superior force that is within us. Now, we can't do it ourselves. If you think you're going to do it, you're mighty wrong, because we're weak. Let's face it. The body is weak. The willpower, you know, that we have is very, very weak. We give in to a lot of different things. But that is within us, amen, is stronger than us. It's stronger than the flesh. It's stronger than our intents, and stronger than our minds, and stronger than our resolutions. So let's set forth those goals. Let's set forth and focus on the Lord and be more than a conqueror this year. A person who conquers or vanquishes. Again, vanquishes is subduing by superior force. Let me take you to the playground. The bully jumps on the guy and pins him to the ground. But what did he do after he pinned him to the ground? He made him say, uncle. Not only did he conquer him, but he subdued him. How many is the times that we not only, through the superior force that is within us, not only pinned Satan, but made him say, uncle, too. Amen. Say, devil, you're not going to come and play that trick on me again. You're not going to cause me to be upset with that problem again, with that situation, or with that person. I got victory over that. I mean, that person's not going to cause me any distress this time, or that situation's not going to cause me distress. So whatever it is, whatever that thing is, Satan knows exactly what it is, and he'll frustrate you with it, and he'll cause you sometimes to just be so perplexed that you just want to say, throw your hands up and quit. But maintain and conquer it and subdue it in the name of Jesus. All right? We all raised our hand. Every one of us would like to see a mountain come down. We'd like to see a miracle performed. We'd like to see something in our life. I'm not asking you to tell me what it is. That's between you and God. But if you'll believe for it, if you'll trust Him for it, and when you conquer that thing, maintain it. Keep it. Keep the victory in your life, not just for a resolution, but for a way of life. Amen. You know, I want to be stronger tomorrow than I am today. I want to rely more on God next year than I did this year. I have no way or no intent to back up. I can't back up. Amen. You know, just because God has given us blessings, I don't believe we've even scratched the surface of the blessings that God is able to give us. And don't ever get to the point where you're ashamed to ask God for blessing. Amen, because it's His good will. It is His good pleasure to bless the saints of God and to bless you and to make a way for you. So we are more than conquerors through the Lord. And more meaning greater or an additional degree. Amen. Not only conquer it, but subdue it in the name of Jesus. You know, Satan will have a fit next time if you say, I'm going to conquer it in the name of the Lord Jesus and I'm going to subdue it. Amen. I'm going to absolutely pin him down and make him say, uncle, because I believe that God that is within us is greater than any issue, any problem, regardless of what it is. And you know what? So many times we worry ourselves into a stressful situation because it keeps coming again and again and again and again. But you know what? Just to be honest with us, we may have conquered it, but we have not subdued it. We have not maintained that victory over our life. So if that needs to do it, win that battle again. And don't ever doubt. Don't ever doubt what God has done for you. Don't doubt it when He's healed you. You know, I've heard of people say, well, you know what? When I was in church, the Lord touched me and I felt so good. But as soon as I got home, you know what? That's exactly what the devil wants you to believe. He'll make that pain come back when you've already been healed. But you know how to do that? Defeat him in the name of the Lord Jesus. Tell him, I'm already healed. Pain, you're going to go away because the Lord has already touched my body. I'm not having it. I'm not believing it. Amen. And the devil, I have to flee because greater is that power that is within us. God bless you. Love you so much. Hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Stay warm. Amen. The weather's gotten a little chilly outside. But you know what? That's all right. We got a good warm place to worship, a good warm bed to sleep in. And I hope you got heat. I hope you got electricity. So may God bless you. We love you so very much. And let's just really, really conquer and maintain in the year 2018. Does anyone need prayer tonight? I know we had several prayer requests. We got a lot of folks that are sick. And this time of year, naturally so, there's a lot of viruses and the flu bugs and just kind of situations that need to be prayed for. So let's remember them in prayer as well. And let's just pray for a mighty move of God this weekend. I got a hunger for lost souls. I want to see people this year come to the knowledge of Christ. Last night we had a perfect opportunity to sit with some folks and talk, and the whole conversation was about serving the Lord and witnessing to folks and you know about the blood of Jesus Christ, and it was several backgrounds, several denominations, but you know the point that we all agreed on. You know what? With all these ideas and opinions, nobody can vary on the blood of Christ. It is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the one thing that we ought to seek that common ground on and minister that. Not my ideas, not my opinions, not what I think, but what the Word of God says. And I believe if you'll do that, you'll find that a lot of people are receptive out there, because there's a lot of folks that are hurting. And they really need an introduction to Christ. They really need Jesus Christ to become Lord and Savior of their life. Well, God bless you. If no one needs prayer, Brother Jim, if would you come tonight, dismiss us with a word of prayer. Remember this weekend, and let's just come together and worship the Lord. Amen. And call somebody. Invite somebody to church. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. This is good. Praise God. Oh, powerful scripture tonight. Powerful words. And as it's echoed, May 2018, each and every one of us is just a starting point or a continuation point. May we be conquerors in the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. All hearts and minds clear. It was so good to have each and every one of you with us tonight. Let's keep each and everyone that's not here. Look around, someone that's not here you haven't seen in a while, or maybe someone that's in here, the Lord lays on your heart to pray for them. And we just ask you to just keep each other in prayer. Be safe. We'll see you back Sunday. Don't forget Sunday school, Sunday morning. Love to have you with us as we, and as Brother Eddie said, invite someone to church. It's what a better time than now. Praise the Lord. Yes. And as we dismiss, we want to remember Kevin Teal. And any other unspoken prayer requests, do we have any that hasn't been mentioned earlier? Just raise your hand. We'll remember those as we dismiss. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, thank you again for allowing us to feast on your mighty word. Lord, thank you for always being there for us, dear Lord, for letting your spirit, Lord, just fill our hearts, our minds, and our soul. Dear Lord, as we hear your word, dear Lord, and as we read your word, may it not just be a passing thought, but may it be laid firm in a foundation, dear Lord, that we put you first in everything. Lord, without us, allow us just to come to you and let you be everything in our life. Dear Lord, and we lift up those that need prayer tonight for Brother Kevin Till, a spoken prayer request. Those hands that are raised, those unspoken. Lord, you know the situations there and you know the needs. But dear Lord, may we put you first, because it is not about us, it's all about you. And Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' most precious name. And we all say, amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God.